ADPR. WARCY, not on his note. Morning, Donald. You said you're not on the note?
That is correct. I'm sitting outside on a park bench, and I'm seeing how this works without being on the node right now.
Sounds perfect. Sitting on a park bench. I hope it's not usual intent.
No, we just have benches out front of my campus here, and I'm just sitting out here because it's nice.
That's a line from Jethro Tull, sitting on a park bench, eyeing with an evil intent. I'm not sure if that's the exact lyrics, but the idea.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Jethro Tull, not one of his biggest fans, but I do remember the song. I do remember the line. I believe it is the opening line from Aqualung.
Yeah, well, that's kind of thing. I was pretty into them in college, I think. Yeah, but I'm not the biggest fan either. I do like it occasionally.
Yeah, my internet radio that I listen to a lot of classic rock from the 70s, from when I graduated in 74. 71 to 74, I bought a lot of albums. We had a record store inside of our high school, like a campus store kind of a thing where you can buy albums, high school, stuff, jackets, hats, shirts, stuff like that, and other things, but then candy bars and chips. So, yeah, record albums, I don't think there was any cassettes yet. I don't think I never got my cassettes until about 75 or 76, something like that.
Okay, what high school did you go to that had a store in it? Ours never did.
Not only did we have a campus store that sold things, like I said, jackets, T-shirts, the high school logoed stuff, because it was Lakeview High School in St. Clair Shores on 11 Mile Road, about a mile and a half east of 94 there. And not only did we have a campus store, but we also had a... instead of going through the normal school lunch line to have lunch, they had a store where you can get hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza squares, things like that, candy, all the stuff you're not supposed to eat as a high school student. They had that there as well. It was a separate little shop just off of the cafeteria and the bookstore.
It must have been the ritzy part of town. Yeah, we had nothing like that. I was a product of Detroit schools, and we just had the cafeteria and the lunch hour. That was it. No place to pick up anything extra.
Well, also in high school, we was three grades, 10, 11, 12, sophomore, junior, senior. And the seniors were allowed to leave during the lunch hour and go out to McDonald's or something and get that, if they wanted McDonald's or what was the other thing that was close. I mean, McDonald's was about maybe 2 miles away, but there was something else they allowed us to go to. I don't remember, it was a Taco Bell or some kind of taco joint. Plus, we had a donut shop that we hit first thing in the morning, get coffee and donuts, especially if you had a 7 o'clock start for your classes.
Yeah, what, I'm just curious, what year did you graduate?
1974.
Okay, well, you were only 3 years behind me, and, well... they didn't have any of that stuff around where we were. Well, so pays to live in the ritzy areas, I guess. And of course, they should have paid more taxes. Anyways, about to get on 75 years, so I'll be there in 10, 15 minutes.
Okie dokie, we'll see you then. Have a safe trip. Be careful. Take your time. We'll be waiting for you. We'll save a spot, like we always do. W-8-R-C-Y.
Very good. See you there. ABAPR.
EU Husky KF8CWR.
Yeah, the Huskies aren't what they used to be, but, you know, charter schools and all that kind of ruined it, and I was fortunate enough last year to get a chance to walk through the school for the first time, and, well, actually for the second time since I graduated, and I got to see the inside of it and what changes have been made, and, yeah, I wouldn't say we were the richest of the three school districts, but, yeah, we had some nice perks back then, for sure.
Yeah, well, we were the poorest district of the three, so whatever. Morning, Donald.
I always thought it was South Lake District because they had such a small district and not a lot of schools. You know, a lot of their schools are gone now. You know, they closed them up or did something with them. And I know Beachwood School there on Greater Mac between 9 and 10 miles, that the elementary school became a nursing home and or a home for seniors. And the city may have to take it back or build another school, plus another bunch of schools have been taken down and torn down in that district in South Lake as well. So South Lake's had its problems. And we've talked before, you know, the rivalries between the schools. And yet, we had the unified hockey team.
Yeah, well, most South Lake's money came from business taxes and whatnot. Yeah, those were the days when high school really mattered. Rah.
Yes, sir. And my ride is here, so I'm going to disconnect for now. We'll catch up with you later. Don't work too hard. W-8-R-C-Y.
I'll work only as much as I have to. KF-8-C-W-F.
ABPR test. ABPR test, test, test. ABPR test.
Hunky-dory, test 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
I can hear you guys. You're pretty staticky. Sounds like you're in a restaurant, but I can hear you. K-8-R-U-H.
Yeah, hey, Anthony. We're doing the Saturday morning breakfast thing. I'm sure it's real noisy in here, so I just happened to have it up to my ear when you called or I went to notice.
Got you, yeah. I was, I'm just on an HT in the car, going to get gas for my wife and Costco, so figured I'd call out. Enjoy breakfast, and we'll catch up with you soon. 88, are you 8?
All right. Hello to your wife, and drive safe, have fun, and get a Costco $1.50 hot dog and pop. W8 if you want.
KF8DRC from WD8KLL. KF8DRC from WD8KLL. Nothing heard, WD8KLL clear.
WHPD.
What are you doing this afternoon?
Little of this, little of that. Made another batch of postcards to adjust the return address as they directed on Discord there. And also put on this batch about the set for October, because, you know, they'll be getting them. Any ham can check into that set, correct?
I don't know the rules of that. That would definitely be a Mike or a Dave question. That I don't know. I know it's quite a big deal as far as the state goes, so I'm not sure. But definitely run that one by one of the uppers.
Yeah, I believe he's coming back tomorrow, so will do. Missed a good meeting the other night. There's that, the other Tom said something about a Motorola. He was going to track you down and see if you're interested in looking at it for him, so I'm not sure if you're, I don't know if Tom, the other, our Tom told you about this yet, but he's got something. I think it, he said it was a repeater. I don't know. I couldn't answer that, so.
No, I don't know anything about them, and I don't want to. This would be a start from square one, and it would benefit me nothing. So, no, I'm not. I don't want to go down that road.
So, just a heads up for the September meeting, then, if you do make that, you may have to advise them of so.
I've already told them that. Like a dog with a bone, I told them I'm not saying I can't figure it out. I'm saying I don't want to spend the 2 or 3 days it's going to take me to figure it out. You know, not just figure out what's wrong with it, but figure out how it works and all that other stuff. So I don't have the time. I'm just going to stick at things that I know, i.e. mobile radios and handheld and programming and things of that nature.
There you go. The fun stuff, not the troubling stuff. I agree.
It's really not the fun stuff. It's all interesting to me, but, you know, you take on a project like that, and you don't know it well enough to, you know, like, oh, just do this, or oh, just do that, things of that nature. So, you know, it's whatever. And the other thing, too, is we don't need a mobile repeater. I mean, we'll bring that up at the next media managers meeting. There's, you know, my personal belief is there's no reason for it, you know. I mean, it's to me, it's not the radio, it's the antenna. You know, and the higher you get that in the air and the better the wire you run to it and everything else like that, that's just kind of like my belief. And granted, my belief is only, you know, 1/10 of a vote, but that's fine. You know, I'm just going to vote no unless, you know, somebody shows up with, something to get the baby in the air. You know, other than that, heck, you could do it with two handy talkies and an all-star.
Well, let's finish the conversation. You were mentioning maybe inserting a DMR component for October. Are we, you're still thinking about that? I know we haven't had the leadership meeting yet, but, you know, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I sent a letter off this morning, which is the way I was instructed to do it, you know, properly, requesting permission to use one, and... You know, I figured it's, you know, there's a team and stuff like that. So it's an idea right now. Let's just put it that way. Strictly an idea.
To be hashed out between now and the end of September because, yeah, you know, the 6th, that Saturday is the first Saturday of October. So we only got to September. One more in person to plan and then, you know, the Nets. But. Hey, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
No, I'm looking forward to it, too. I enjoy all that stuff, you know, and it means something. That's the other thing about it, too. You know, it has some teeth to it. So, you know, and like everything else, you know, I'd like to make sure that there's a, you know, an organizational standpoint to it, which is, you know, your area. It's professional. You know, it's clear and everything else like that, you know. But even, let's say, something of that nature, you know, and let's say that we've got to cover the whole county, okay. A portable repeater handed to us by somebody else isn't going to work unless we get it, you know, 150 feet in the air and get a decent antenna. So there's no way in the world it would cover. So, you know, it doesn't have to do it. So we would have to use some sort of existing infrastructure in order to make it work nice.
Yeah, I mean, for this fall set, you know, we're just going to go with what we have, I would assume. I mean, if we want to do something like that, maybe next year if there's a need. I don't know. We'd have to hash it out. Well, what's the need? If there is a need, somebody can tell us. Well, maybe. But right now, for October, I'm looking at the coordinator form A. There's items A through 0 on the scoring, so 15 items. And I'm trying to see where we can pick up some points. It would be nice, but that's for the leadership meeting. We'll talk.
Oh, I agree. You know, we definitely want to score well. I think that that's kind of important, you know, as well. So we also have to do that. But, yeah, we're going to have to do a meeting. We might have to do two meetings. And I'm going to be gone 7 days in September. We're going to, I think they're leaving on the 20th or so. We're going to the East Coast. Yeah, there you go. I'm getting reminded by Mrs. Main standing next to me that I'm going to be gone for 7 days starting the 20th. We're going to, what the heck is it, Nantucket and some other island. Martha's Vineyard, there you go. Cape Cod, there's me, I'm being told. I know that I'm doing all of that. So, East Coast, Northern East Coast.
Oh, that's nice country up there. That's worth it. No, you're going to be good if you can try to pencil in the 18th in September. You know, that'll be the next meeting, and that'll be the meeting before the set. So, you know, that'd be nice if you could make that one. And then you're off, you're gone, but we got the set coming up on the 4th, so October 4th. Make sure you pencil that in.
Yeah. Well, just lately, everything has been in the way. This last Thursday was work, so, you know, we had to do this. You know, one of our suppliers was in town and was going to take us to dinner at a nice place. And, you know, when the supplier's coming to town, you really don't want to say no because, you know, you need favors from them just as much as they need favors from you. And if they're going to pick up, you know, a nice dinner, you don't want to really say no on a double level. So, you know, one of my hiccups is I'm still working full time, you know, and that's a good thing, I believe.
Oh, no, you know how it is. Any one given meeting isn't going to really make a difference at all. It's just the two big things, the actual set days, you know, if you can be there, because I think they were trying to think of your title at the last meeting. It was dispatch coordinator, I think, whatever. They kind of want to do the same thing, I guess, so hopefully you can make it.
Let me find a stronger repeater just a second. Yeah, I'm on 26 mile when it's a little weak for coverage. I'll try the UMP. Deployment manager. So that's where that fits in. That's my title, deployment manager. I deploy things. I don't know what I deploy, but sometimes people, sometimes equipment, sometimes like that. So, you know, yeah, flowers, things like that. I deploy things.
No, I mean that secondary net we had. You were on, how'd that go? You were on the FBI while Mike was on the 7.2. So just that dispatch coordinator, I think that's what it was, just for that set day.
Yeah, that kind of falls under the same realm. He's right next to me. He's the guy in charge of the whole operation. But, like, if we needed somebody to go somewhere, he would just look at me and says, okay, I need AMTBY to go to, you know, here. And then I would just dispatch that person. That's how that would work. So we're still deploying, just deploying people instead of equipment.
Correct. So I'm just looking at the spring 2025 state exercise results. And I don't see ours here, but Wayne County, 3,348. Roscommon, 2005-92. I don't know how they got up so high. I mean, you know, we could probably look at that.
Well, let's see what's worth the most points, and let's see if we can't fix that. You know, like any other sports game, you got to do what it takes to win, and, you know, if you get extra points for shooting outside the paint, that's what we're going to have to do.
Agreed. Yep, I've got that all kind of itemized here. So when we, whenever Dave wants us to meet next, whether it be at Culver's or wherever, we'll hash it out. So you're getting a little scratchy. I can let you go if you got stuff to do.
How about Warren?
I mean, you're readable. I can read you. I don't know how well you're doing, Richmond down there. You hearing me?
Yeah, I'm on 26 and card right now. So, and this time of year, this has never really had very good coverage. The elevation is fairly low. Lots and lots of trees, and they're all at full bloom right now.
No, you're perfectly readable, Wally. For example, item D, were tactical communications conducted on the behalf of a served agency. If a half hour was done, you get 5 points. If an hour or more were done, we get 20 points. I want to figure out how we max out on that.
Okay, well, if those other communities got 2,000 points, some of those things got to be worth hundreds of points. Which ones are those worth hundreds of points?
Okay, in a nutshell, there's like a whole bunch of categories you can get like just 10 points, and you can't get, it's like coupons, right? You can't double up or multiple up on those categories. Like, are Aries members encouraged to take Skywarn training in Sky? Yes. Okay, we get 10 points for that. But you don't get multiples of 10 points, just 10 points for that. But a couple of the areas, number of formal third-party written traffic messages originated or delivered during set on behalf of served agencies. I presume this is talking about your favorite mode, Winlink. You get 1 point for those, but if you do 500 messages, do you get 500 points? Not real sure about that. N-A-W-R-O.
All right. Is there a way we can find out what other agencies and communities did to capitalize on the points? Was it my favorite mode, or was it something else? You know, I mean, if you had three people sitting there sending 2,000 messages worth of win links, you win.
Which, if that actually is the case, that is a little ridiculous. But I guess it is all about knowing the rules and how you're playing the game. And so, yes, we got to have this conversation with Dave, and we shall figure it out and try to make a good faith effort at doing our best.
There you go with being fair. A little while ago, all you wanted to do was win. Just a second here. I guess you where I got turned off here. I can let you go. Believe it or not, I'm here. I'm at Landscape Source. Going to get some sod. Talk to you later. W-R-O and W-8.
W-8 Victor Delta from N-8-W-R-O. Have a good one, Wally. We'll talk later.
Talk later.
N-8-W-R-O, this is N-8-R-W-F calling.
N-8-W-R-F, I believe that was. This is N-8-W-R-O. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. This is November 8th, Romeo Whiskey Foxtrot. That's N-8-R-W-F. My name is Bill. I'm located in Trenton. I'm a traffic handler, and I heard you guys talking about that, the points on the set and everything, which is very interesting. But I think if I remember correctly, if you send radiogram traffic on voice, I think it might be worth more points if I remember correctly. You may want to look into that.
Yeah, I appreciate any tips you might have. I'm looking at the coordinator form A, items A through O is the scoring, so 15 items on there. And I'm trying to figure out where that would fall. Some of these, like I said, are just, you can only max out at, let's say, 10. But if you repeat an action like we're talking about, however many actions you send, you keep on turning up the points, so to speak. So, yeah, we're gonna have to look into that. Digital modes used at any time. So that's a yes. Digital modes are used, but that's only 10 points. You can't get multiples of that. But on a couple of these, that must be how they're racking up the points on some of the counties that are in the lead.
Yes, sir. That's probably the case. I know, like, if you send radiogram traffic via analog voice, because I've worked with Monroe County in the past. I'm in southern Wayne County, and I've worked with them on handling traffic, and they tend to send quite a few messages on voice during the set. So I would tend to believe they're worth more points if I remember. I'm not too active in the sets, but I am active in radiogram handling, and that's kind of my memory because I've handled numerous radiogram traffic in analog voice on the set before, and I kind of remember if my memory serves me correctly, but it's worth looking into. The wind link thing, yeah, I don't know. I know if you send ICS 213 via wind link, it might be worth more, but yeah, it's if you go analog voice, that's what's sticking in my mind. So I just thought I'd pass that on to you because I heard you guys talking about that. So you can always check into the Southeastern Michigan Traffic Net if you ever have time. And there's guys that check in there that might be a lot more versed in it than I am. But they might be able to help you out a little bit with that.
WOJ. WOJ, I got you in there. Thanks, Bill. I'll definitely consider that. And also the state net on Sunday night, I thought that might also be a resource, that HF net that they simulcast on VHF, UHF as well. But I will talk to the EC about that, and we'll go from there. So breaking station, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in with a comment there. The Wayne County SET spring SET this year seemed like they were using two repeaters. They had normal stuff going on, check-ins and stuff going on in one repeater, and another repeater was busy all the time with voice messages back and forth they were sending. So, and that was for quite a while, so I imagine that's probably where a lot of the points came from, as the other fellows pointed out.
Bill, go ahead.
Okay, very good. Good afternoon to you. Is it KE8WOJ? This is N8RWF. Yeah, that sounds right. Now that you mentioned that, that's pretty much what was going on. So, anyway, I'm sorry to break in on you, gentlemen. There, I just wanted to let you pass that on because. This set thing and the points can get kind of tricky on you. So. and then of course we as a radiogram traffic handler, we're trying to promote that. We're trying to get more people involved, more operators in handling traffic. There's no better training for emergency purposes than in traffic handling. At least that's our opinion on it. But Anyway, I just wanted to pass that on to you, and I'm sorry I didn't catch either one of your names. This is N8RWS.
Yeah, Bill, this is N8WRO, November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. The name here is Tim, Tango India Mike. I'm in Richmond, part of the Macomb ARPSC. And we, by the way, Rick, we did do that over here in Macomb for the spring set. We had basically two nets, one on VHF, one on UHF. And I believe we're planning to handle that the same way for October's set. So I'll have to check that out. Maybe we were scoring it wrong. Maybe we weren't getting points where we should have been getting points by, in essence, having two nets going at the same time. So I'm going to turn it over to KE8WOJ. Rick, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't usually participate, but I always listen every year, both spring and fall. And it seemed to me that this year was the only time I noticed anybody using two repeaters at the same time. You know, like I said, one for regular check-in and different kind of communications going on, and another one that was just constantly doing messaging. That's the only difference that I noticed there. And I was switching around from different counties there. I'm in kind of northern Oakland County up near Pontiac. And so I was listening to, I think, two or three different sets going on there. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Maybe it could help some. KE8WOJ.
Okay, Rick, very good. Thank you for the input. And Tim, I'm hopefully I was a little bit of help with you on that. But yeah, I'm gonna bow out of here. I'm in the middle of doing some stuff here, but I just wanted to touch base with you there, Tim, and let you know some of what I was familiar with, and hopefully that'll help you out a little bit. But all right, you gentlemen have a nice day. 7-3, God bless, and it was nice to talk to both of you. N8WRO and KE8WOJ, this is N8RWF in Trenton. I'll be clear and listening.
Appreciate the tip there, Bill. N8WRS, KE8WOJ, this is N8WRO. I'll be on the side for a while.
Yeah, I hope that helps some. I just thought I could help maybe a little bit. Give you something to look into. Have a great day, great weekend there, and thanks for doing these things and the time and effort you guys spend into having stuff ready to go in case it's needed. Have a great weekend there and a safe one. We'll catch you later. KE8WOJ, I'll be clear.
You as well, Rick. N8WRO.
N8RWF. Are you there? Go with it, DRJ.
KF8DRJ. Oh, my gosh, my good downriver brother. This is at 8RWF. How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing really well, Bill. I heard you in there. Had to say hello because it's been so long. But also a quick question. And I know you got the answer to it. I'm standing around the bands today, and I'm hearing the content here on my Detroit UHF repeater. And then I bounce around, and the other side of the scanner picks up the same content on the Warren repeater. So I was just wondering, unless that's a net of some sort, I don't think it was, how is it that that happens? Go ahead.
Okay, Doug, the Detroit repeater, I'm not sure what frequency, I can't remember what frequency it is, but I think it's a connected machine, and it's connected into the Central Michigan Emergency Network, if I'm not mistaken, and it's also connected to another group of hams via All-Star. Now, right now, I'm connected via All-Star. That's how I'm getting in. I'm using my M1KE to get in. But I think that's how that works. It, you know, like the Wyandotte repeater, for example, that's just a standalone machine. So, know, you're only going to hear that or anyone on Echolink. In fact, I did give you a call 2 days ago on the wind-down machine, but I kind of think that's how it's set up. And I heard you say the Detroit repeater, but I didn't hear you catch or say the other repeater that it's connected to. What machine was that, Doug?
Well, I'm speaking on, talking to you and listening on 442.175, and that one is coded in my radio, rightly or wrongly, as a UHF Detroit. And then also I'm hearing our same content, oh, I think it just stopped, actually, on 442.600, which I have coded as one.
Comment?
A breaking station, go ahead. This is N8RWF.
Yeah, hi, fellas. K8WOJ again. The K8FBI network there, they have, I believe, four repeaters there. Romeo, Richmond, Warren, I think one out in Holly, and the KC8LTS, and I think it's in Detroit, are all linked. And together, and then those are linked to, as the fellow said, the Central Michigan University. And then there's another couple that came in recently from Traverse City. I think it's on top of the Munson Hospital, and another one up by Mackinac City. So it's kind of a linked system that seems to be growing. K8WOJ, back to you guys.
I can probably get some clarification on this, W8FU.
W8FU, I believe it was. This is N8RWF. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's two networks. There's the K8FBI network, which is Southeast Michigan, Richmond, Romeo, Warren, West Bloomfield. And there's the Central Michigan network, which is Detroit, Mount Clemens, and then several repeaters out of the Southeast Michigan area, which is where you're mostly concerned with. So there are two different networks. They are connected most of the time. If you're on 175, that's one of the Central Michigan repeaters in Detroit, the KC8LTS. And if you want a one-stop shopping place where you can kind of see what all's connected up here, you can go to k8fbi.org. If you go to k8fbi.org, at the bottom of the screen, you'll see all the Central Michigan repeaters, and at the top, you'll see all the FBI repeaters, and then there's a couple of nodes in between for different kinds of connections like Echolink and stuff like that, but it's all at k8fbi.org. You can see all the machines that are connected. It gives a city and whatnot. And the other gentleman is correct. We have some new ones. Traverse City and Mackinac just came online from the Central Michigan side of the house. But start at that k8fbi.org down here, and that'll give you a good idea of what all's connected together. And there's also links directly to the Central Michigan stuff from there as well, if you want to see their much broader networks and whatnot. So there's links to it from there. All right, I'll let you guys get back to it. I just heard this and wanted to just make sure we got, you know, perfectly clear information out there. Unless there's anything else, W8FU.
W8FU, this is N8RWF. Oh, that's beautiful information. Thank you, sir. I was wondering about that. I knew. I'm connected to the Central and Michigan Emergency Network side of this, and I was a little bit, I wasn't sure about the other connections there. I didn't know if that was drawing in the other repeaters or what, because I can see that in my bubble chart on All-Star. And so you've perfectly answered my question for sure. And, thank you so much for that information. And KF8DRJ, I hope that answers your question. Over to you, Doug. This is N8RWF.
Well, yes, it certainly does. Thanks, Sean, for that. First off, I guess I should say I love your call sign. That's fantastic. that does answer. I'm going to go to that website just to get the lay of the land there. I know you said K8, and I don't know if it's FBI or FDI, but, you know, if you're busy, no worries. I'll find it one way or another. But, yeah, it was just interesting because these guys were having a QSO, and one talked about going to the Warren repeater to talk to the same guy, and I thought, wait a minute. So I fired up the scanner on the other side of the radio, and son of a gun, there they were. So it could be a matter of this has just been going on, you know, forever, and I've never scanned two sides of my radio. So, but it just got my attention, and then I heard Bill, who was my first amateur radio contact when I got my license. So I had to jump in and say hi to Bill and then ask that question. So I got to do a little wandering on the Internet, get the rest of the story, and I appreciate it very much, you guys.
Okay, Doug, very good. That's great stuff right there. Yeah, this is really, really neat how repeaters are getting linked together. And, not too long ago on this repeater system, I talked to a gentleman up in Traverse City, and I think I've talked to him once before, a long, long time ago, on another system. But, awesome, Doug, very good. Okay, Rick, over to you, KEAWOJ, this is N8RWS.
Yeah, thanks, Moz. I hadn't heard Sean or anybody from the KFBI out there, so I just wanted to jump in and pass the info there, but Sean made it real clear. So you guys have a great day, and I hope I could help a little bit. KEAWOJ, and I'll be clear.
All right, Rick, nice to talk to you today. Take care, 7-3. And you too, Doug. Have a good day, and hopefully I'll catch you on the wind-out machine here in the near future. W8FU, I believe your name was Sean. Thank you so much for cutting in there and delivering the information. That helped a lot. Appreciate it. This is N8RWS.
And all that, but I do have a page where you can kind of get a glimpse of everything that's connected up over there on that on those those frequencies. All right, catch you guys later. W8F.
Okay, you guys doubled, but I got you both. Miracle of Electronics. Got the clarification on the URL. Thank you, Sean. I guess lastly, before we take off, I'm just curious, when I have wanted to participate in the East Coast Reflector, I fire up this, this channel I got programmed on here for the Oregon, Ohio repeater, which for some reason I can hit very nicely from my house. And in the last week or so, he has dropped the reflector. I guess I'll direct this to Rick. Let me throw it to Rick, see if you know. Do you know if there's any of these Detroit machines that plan on taking on the ECR on any kind of full-time level or no?
Yes, sir. There's a Detroit. It's one of the a GM repeater. I don't have the frequency memorized. But if you, they have the morning brew every morning, and if you just kind of scan through the Detroit repeaters there, you'll find that you'll hear them on there. They're on for like two and a half hours, something like that. It's linked, I think, most of the time to the ECR.
Yes, sir, I appreciate that. I have heard it on the GM machine, and yes, I know they do link up for NETS, but the Oregon, Ohio machine, which is right near Toledo, it was 24/7, so you could chat with people pretty much from around the world, not necessarily when they're doing a NET, especially because they're doing a NET. So, yeah, I was just curious if there were any plans of a Detroit one that would go full-time, not just on Mets for that.
Oh, okay. I knew at first the GM was a part-time thing, but I thought they went full-time now. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. I've got a node and a hotspot and a bunch of different ways to get in there. And you're right, there was a Toledo station also that used to be connected full time, but I don't really reach that unless propagation is good anymore. sorry, I couldn't be more help.
Yeah, no problem at all, Rick. I'm in Allen Park. I don't know if I just got good weather or something, but I managed to hit that one without any trouble. And I know the guy that owns it, Jerry. We've emailed a little bit over the last several months when something would go down. And it's up, it's sending IDENTs, but he's dropped the reflector. So, I don't know. But I just thought, well, how easy it would be if somebody in Detroit would pick it up, but nobody seems to be interested, and, I guess there are reasons, and I just don't get it. So, anyway, thanks for the comeback. I appreciate the info.
There was another GM machine downtown somewhere, 210 I think it was, kind of thing, and they were connected to Wires X, but ECR recently dropped Wires X from their bridges and gateways there, so there seemed to be no way to get there from the Detroit area, unless you get hotspot or a node. KKWOJ.
Go ahead. Go ahead, there's a comment. And I guess he's not there. Okay, I'm going to sign. Go do some Googling and see what I can find out on that K8. Thanks for the clarification on that URL. So, Rick, thanks for the input. Sean, very much appreciate it. And Bill, again, my first amateur radio contact. Hope you're all having a great weekend. KFA-DRJ, Doug, I'm going to be clear.
Okay, Doug, have a great day and a safe weekend there. I wish I could have been more help there. But Sean recently recommended a ClearNode node for All-Star, and it does a bunch of other nodes, too. And I am just happy as a pig in mud. the world becomes your oyster, and the interface is just amazing. It's a little bit of an expensive, but it's worth it, in my opinion, anyway. Have a great day and a safe weekend. KEAWOJ, I'll be clear.
KF8EAP Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Alpha Papa, coming in from Mert, Michigan, just south of Saginaw.
KE8RUH. KE8RUH, WATIJ.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. I was doing some domestic stuff here, and I heard your call, so I thought I'd let you know you're getting out. Name is Greg, Golf Romeo, Echo Golf.
How you doing, Greg? This is Anthony. I think we may have spoken before.
Yeah, I think you may have. It's a K-A-R-U-H, right, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Very good. So what are you doing there? Out and about in the mobile there?
Just running a few errands. I'm actually on my way home. I might stop at Ace Hardware real quick, though. But home is the ultimate destination, which is good. I've been out for an hour or so and get back and do some more chores. I got to cut the grass.
Hey, okay, Anthony, I'm located in the southwest corner of Waterford Township. Wonder where you're at. Yeah, I cut the grass a few days ago. I wanted to get it done because I had other things I needed to do. And I didn't want it piling up, so it still looks good out there. We're not getting any rain for a while. I don't think we're going to get any rain today, maybe tonight.
Yeah, I don't think there's no measurable rain in the forecast that I've saw or paid attention to, but currently I am on 94 and 9 Mile in St. Clair Shores.
Oh, very good, Anthony. You're making the trip. It's amazing. You're doing a fine job. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm getting into the Warren FBI repeater, and I in the car I can pretty easy work to get into that one. On a mobile, or I'm sorry, on an HD, it starts to get much more difficult as I get a little closer to home and further away from the repeater.
Yeah, is that the tuning FBI repeater? Is that the one that's located in Warren?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good. I do have that on Echolink. I can't get into the Warren machine from my house. It's I can key it up, but it doesn't come in very well. Over.
That doesn't surprise me. That would be maybe in a mobile, but still, that's a long stretch.
Yeah, it's too long for here. Maybe if I was up and then antenna up a little higher than what I have it, I might be able to pull it off, but I'm not worried about it. I can always get into it through the Echolink, but I don't normally use that repeater over.
Yeah, you wouldn't really need to, especially if you're linked in on whatever repeater you're talking on. It doesn't make sense that you would need to hit that one directly.
Comment?
Okay, very good. Yeah, I think it's also connected to Romeo. But isn't there another repeater in Warren besides the UKFBI? The other station with a comment, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Greg. I heard you in there. It's your neighbor over here in West Bloomfield. And just for your information, in case you didn't know, there's a West Bloomfield repeater that you can probably hit real easy that's also linked to the K8FBI. WB8ARC, I believe it's 442.5, and I think the PL is 107.2, but I'm not sure on that. You might be able to look it up.
I think all that sounds right. I can't remember. I think I have that one programmed in. But, Greg, yes, there is another repeater in Warren. They refer to it as the double nickel, but that's not linked in, that I'm aware of, it's not linked in to anything else.
Yeah, the double nickel, that's the one I was thinking of, yeah. Used to be a DMR repeater at one time, I thought it was, but yeah, I can't get into that. I'm not worried about it. I'm getting into 442.500, and good to hear your voice out there, Rick.
Thanks, Greg. I was happy to hear you out there, too. I hear you all over the place. You get around. Same with me. I kind of scan around all over the place. But ever since I got this darn All-Star note, I seem to be over in England all the time. Anyway, I won't interrupt you guys. I just wanted to let you know about the West Bloomfield in case you didn't know already. KEAWOJ. Go ahead. Doggone it, the guy in
Sinclair
Shores. Sorry.
KU4 ZYQ.
No problem. Go ahead, breaking station.
Yeah, this is Joe, KU4 ZYQ. I was going to say West Bloomfield. PL is 125.0.
Okay, Rick, 73.
Hey, Greg, I am going to be clear on your final.
I think Phil gave me that information.
We'll catch up with you later.
I rocked it over and I had to change everything, all my radios. But I got it in, and how you doing, Joe? And I'm going to let you pick it up. Anthony, I'm going to say 73 to you. I got to tie the ribbons over here on some things that I'm doing. I'm sure you're probably almost home, so 73, this is W8EIJ. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, guys, I apologize. I didn't pass it to anybody. That's my fault, and you guys doubled. I didn't hear what you were saying there, Jim. Forgive me, I've been topsy-turvy over here with health and everything. But maybe repeat what you were saying about you passed it over to me, what you were saying there before you checked out.
Are you talking to me, Joe?
Yeah, excuse me. I'm topsy-turvy over here. I have to look at my driver's license to remember my own name lately. But go ahead.
I was just clearing out. I'm going to let you guys continue. And the name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. Call is Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet. The other operator is Anthony. His name is Anthony. So I'm going to let you pick it up and continue the conversation. I think his call is Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Uniform Hotel. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Greg, I've talked to both of you before. I just forgot names today. My whirlwind of activities over here throw me out of whack, so forgive me. But you guys go back to it, or Anthony, you go ahead and take it, and I just want to say the PL on that one Bloomfield repeater, 125.0. Go ahead, Anthony, at 73 to all, KU4CYQ.
123.0.
Hey, I was also checking out, so have a great day, everyone. It's KARUH.
123.0.
What are you doing, Sean?
Hey, how you doing, Anthony?
Doing all right. About to pull in the driveway. How was breakfast?
Not terrible, although this Ozempic makes it tough for me to eat breakfast and enjoy it like I used to. All right, I'll let you get in, and I didn't mean to interject here. I just wanted to make sure the right info is getting out there. W8FU, go ahead, guys.
I think we're all done. So everybody have a great day. K8RUH.
This is WA4MLD for a quick signal report. Anybody still around?
KFAEAT located just off Saginaw, Burt, Michigan.
Yeah, the KFA didn't get the whole call. Name is Ray. We're in Warren. I just want a quick signal report. This is an old 817 QRP radio, which been in storage for a number of years, and it's a little squirrely. I just wanted to see if I'm getting out here. It's all the controls are bad. Over.
That was Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa, and yeah, you got a 5-9 from me over here in Bert. Name is Luke.
Okay, Luke. Very good. Name is Ray. I'm not in Detroit, but I can see it from here. I've had this thing on the shelf for at least 5 years, I don't know, maybe 10, a little 817 QRP rig, and the knobs don't even work right anymore. It's got, I think it's got an optical selector system in there, and it's got dirt in it or something, so, but I finally got it on frequency here, so just using it for monitoring, and I guess we're into the local machine here, which is quite strong locally. Thank you very much to let you go. Got to get some honeydew jobs done here. WA4MLD. Just think of washing all four muddy little ducks. The name is Ray. Over.
All right, Ray. Catch you later. KF8EAP 73.
This is KFAEDQ listening.
DB.
It's dark up here, NHWRO.
Yeah, I'm in New Baltimore. I know there's a warning here, but it's just like regular Saturday night here in New Baltimore. Nobody cares. Including me, I'm going to pick up a pizza.
Which one is your preference? Is it Howie's?
Today at Snap's City Garage. Wood fired.
Fancy, even better.
Yeah. You know these warnings? I think I've gotten on that soapbox too. You know, they make these warnings, nothing happens, people ignore them. Just like what's happening here in town right now. They're all sitting on the porch. They're all inside the garage with the windows open. They're all at the concert in the park. Nobody believes them anymore.
Waited for the weather girl on the other side there. It got real dark here. I put the car in the garage. I take those things serious. Do not want hail damage. Okay.
Sure, where it was belong before I talked. Yeah, I can see to the west of me. We're in town looking west. It's dark, but really doesn't look like anything significant. So, but maybe it's a little bit more. Well, you're more north, too. I think this thing is heading more towards St. Clair County than it is Macomb.
K-R-U-H?
NHWRO, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I just heard you guys talking about the weather. I'm where would I be? I'm in St. Clair Shores, Grosse Pointe area right now, and looking to the northwest, I'm seeing some lightning, and to the southwest, I'm seeing some lightning. So there's definitely something moving in.
Wally, I don't know if you caught it, though, but there's a net on 7.2 right now, condition yellow. We're not checking in.
Yeah, I caught it. I got my handy-talky with me, and I did hear it, so I got it on 200. I'm listening, so, like I said, it just, whatever. I mean, I'm not blaming us, weather, you know, at all, you know, things of that nature. I just think that the weather service, and let's hope that this is the one time, or let's not hope that this is the one time I'm wrong. I just think the weather service cries wolf too much. That's just me. My own personal soapbox, nothing official.
Well, I hear you, but there's a big red blob over Richmond right now, and it is dark out here. A little rain, no wind. So I think it's going to go by fast, and it'll pull the net soon, I'm sure. NHWRO.
Yeah, that's true. So, well, if your big red blob turns into anything, let us know. We're only a handful of miles away. So, but it does look darker towards the north, and it does look darker towards the east. And I'm still going to eat my pizza.
Hey, hold on a second. I just dropped the MI1 link from the WAMAC. If they've activated, then you should disconnect. So I just disconnected. What's it looking like out there? Is it looking like they might start up MyCon? If they are, I'll disconnect this from MI1.
That would be more of a Ken question than a Wally question, because New Baltimore doesn't look bad.
I'm thinking it might blow over pretty quick, so perhaps not, if I had to guess. But I was listening to the UMP, because that's the only way I can tell if MyCon is going to be on or not. Well, that is, unless they're connected, which normally they are. You'll hear it here as well. All right, well, if they do light up for any reason, I'm just wondering how it looks across the rest of the state, because, you know, they could light it up for Lansing or Flint or somewhere else and whatnot, so. All right, anyhow, I guess I'll just listen. You know, Sean, Jeff is on Discord. He'd be the best for that, but I'd say it's probably just going to go fast because radar doesn't show anything else but right here, North Macomb. All right, cool. I'll just leave it connected then. And if I hear anything, we'll deal with it then. All right, cool. That was it. WNFU. NAWRO. Wally, have a good pizza.
Yeah, take care. I'm on the UMP because it seems to be working better right now. So I'll talk to you guys later. WABD, corner in the driveway. I'll listen in case something happens exciting. Take care. Thanks, Sean.
WCAD testing.
WCAD, WCAD, NAWRO, Richmond. Go ahead.
WRO, guys, just setting memories in the 706, so I want to make sure I get it set up right. Apparently I am, because I'm being heard.
Yes, sir. A little scratchy, but you are totally readable, and thanks for doing the net again.
Scratchy, I'm at Algonac State Park with an elevation of 16 feet.
Is this weather coming your way again like it did last time?
It got dark over here, but that was like a combination of twilight and then the clouds moving in, but we haven't had anything here. No lightning, no high wind, no thunder, no rain.
A few flashes of lightning right now, some rain, but the wind is not, can even be considered gust front arrival. Judging by the radar, it's going to pass pretty quick here.
I mean, my car didn't even come up, so.
There you go. Alrighty, well, stay dry in case it does come that way, and thanks again. This is NAWRO, Tim in Richmond.
Very good. 73
WCAD. Hey there, this is KE8JOJ. I don't know if you can hear me, but it's thundering really hard here in southwest Detroit.
NAWRO up in Richmond, North Macomb. I do see that on the radar. Down by you, you've got some weather coming in.
Yeah, I have fixed wireless internet, and it's down right now, so my antenna's not receiving any data, and the network is down for us. Hopefully it'll pass.
Indeed, yes. Good luck. This is NAWRO.
This is KFA-EDQ on the mobile.
WAAP, got a copy.
Tonight? Hey, contact KEAWJ, clear.